Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. We're on Session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It ain't that hard. No, it really isn't that hard. So once you're part of the solution, and as I always say, it's so true, that way you don't become part of the problem, right? I hope you enjoyed Dr. B as much as I did. Again, next, she's going to start coming back on weekly. You know, it's hard to do. We all have lives. We have things going on in our lives. But I think what's happened is, you know, she felt a call again to come back and help you parents out. There's a lot of you out there that need help. There's a lot of you out there that are looking for answers. And I don't mean that in a negative way. You know me. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know me. I'm not one to just put you down and have fun with you. But it is true. I said it a few minutes ago. It is so true. You need to be parents. Parents comes along with, or parenting comes along with unpleasant duties. Nobody likes being on their kids all the time. Right? I don't. And even when they get to be adults, it's always a lot of fun too, because then they want to come back, they want some help from you, or they want some answers about life. And I don't know about you guys, but I sit there and go, wait a minute, you wouldn't listen to me before. Now you're an adult. You really want my advice on this? You may not like it. But the difference is when they're adults like this, they'll take it. They may not do anything with it, but they'll take it. So you need to be involved. You need to be engaged. You need to have a clue as to what's going on in their lives. And that will make things so... Actually, you know what? Ultimately, it'll make things better for you. I say that because if you think, look, even when your kids grow up, can we be honest about this, right? Even when your kids grow up and they're adults, you still, I don't know about you guys, but I still see mine as little kids. I still see them as teenagers. Really, sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. You know, be part of the solution. And, you know, when you see your grandchildren turn out well, I mean, how many of you would I know, I'm rambling a little bit, but I want you to think about it. Some of you want to give up, you know, when your kids are older, just that you're done. Right? So, you want to make sure that your grandkids have that, have some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? They have some kind of basis in their lives. They have some kind of grounding in their lives. And you could be that grounding. Why is that so bad? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You heard it the other night, right? The black director accuses the Oscars of upholding whiteness because he wasn't nominated. So that's where we're at now. Yeah, I'm going to get a lot of flack. I don't really care. So now if you're black and you don't win an award, it's our fault. It's the white folks' fault. Couldn't possibly be because your movie's terrible. Has to be because it's the white person's fault. So a film director accused the Oscars of the entertainment industry being aggressively committed to upholding whiteness because she didn't earn a nomination for the upcoming Oscar Awards. Now, the annual award show announced its nominees for 95th. I don't keep up with this stuff. So I don't even know how this process works, right? So the Academy, they will include the usual surprises and snubs. That always goes on. One snub included Best Direction. Direction? No, it's got to be Best Director. You know, I'm finding more and more. I love it. You guys have been listening to me for a while. You know. That it used to be, you could tell the articles that I wrote myself without any help. Right? Because they were misspelled, bad grammar, Honegger. So now I catch it all the time because I'm so sensitive to it, if you would. So one stuff included the Best Director nomination for Shinoya Tribhavi. It's supposed to be a biographical drama about the Mamie Till Bradley and her search for justice after the murder of her 14-year-old son. So the movie did receive critical acclaim, but it failed to receive the nomination. So what you're saying is then Hollywood is racist? Let that sink in. Aren't they the ones that are always giving us the lessons? Those lessons on what the right thing to do is, what the right thing to say is, how to conduct yourself. Now, because of the snub, she said the Academy Awards are upholding whiteness, perpetuating a misogyny against black women. Well, as I recall, Tyler Perry won all kinds of awards. And yeah, he's a black man, so that's probably not good enough either. But when does this craziness stop? When does it get down to the fact that you weren't the best director? There were others that were better than you. Really that simple. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by low-cost airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, he... Here's Joe Messina.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE, 855-732. As I said, 5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Don't be part of the problem. And you just, again, you heard it with Dr. B. I can't get over this. You heard what was going on. We always hear how parents, I'm not trying to berate the parents, but you always hear how the parents don't know what's happening. But some of them, I guarantee some of them will know what's going on with the Oscars, the Grammys, the Emmys, the Every E's, whatever. Right? And when you think about it, You should know as much of about what's going on with your children as you do about those things coming out of Hollywood. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of that conversation, being helping to make things happen, really make things happen. All right. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, I touched on it earlier. I never really finished it. But we're going to get back to the volunteers at the southern border in a minute. You know, some of you have the tendency to want to remind me what I did and didn't do, which is okay. I can handle it. I'm not a little boy. Talking about they're calling it bias. But it's always what Hollywood has been about. I don't know why people are surprised. But right now there's an argument going on because Hollywood didn't nominate a black director. And a black female director at that. So now she's complaining that Hollywood perpetuates or keeps perpetuating its whiteness and its misogyny against black women. I'd like to see, I don't do this. I'd like to see somebody sit down and really write a list. Who was nominated and who won. And yeah, sure, put the color there, right next to their name. Let's see how true the real numbers are, real facts are. Anyway, she goes on to say, and I am forever in gratitude for the greatest lesson of my life. Regardless of any challenges or obstacles, I will always have the power to cultivate my own joy. And it is this joy that will continue to be one of my greatest forms of resistance. So in other words, she's not giving up. Look, I think it's great. But you know, really, the reality is, as as many have said, even people in the black community, it's not always about your blackness. Right? I mean, some people, you know, we live in a world, and what is this person right? We live in a world in industries that are so aggressively committed to upholding whiteness and perpetuating an unabashed misogyny toward black women. Wow. No, actually, there might be some. There might be a few here and there. But I don't know anybody that is openly resistant to women, to black women, to anybody, you know, in the black community, male or female. Right? I'm not wanting to give them, hold them up, help them out, give them accolades for what the work that they did. So, again, you can tell it's kind of wearing. It's wearing on the fact that you can't keep doing this. Not everything is because of misogyny. Not everything is because of racism. Not everything is because. Sometimes, frankly, it's just because you weren't as good as the other person. And just because, see, this is one of those examples. She thinks she's good. She thinks she's the best. So therefore, if she doesn't get the award, then it has to do with them being misogynistic or racist. One of the two. How does that work? Shouldn't you have to prove it first, right? I mean, really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Yeah, okay. I'll do this one. Wasn't going to, but I had a chance to really check it. You're seeing bulletins now coming out of Memphis. It's warning that law enforcement across the nation of potential violence and unrest. Now, the local news source reported video could be released as soon as Friday. Nichols died 3 days after he was brutally beaten during a traffic stop. His body looked like a human pinata. Today, police have refused to release any information. At least 5 Memphis police officers have been fired. 2 Memphis Fire Department staffers have been placed on leave as a result of the incident. Police now confirm that even more officers are being investigated in the case. Now, someone leaked a letter from TSA Executive Director Jeff Bledsoe to the Executive Director of the National Sheriff's Association. He went on to say, at the request of the Shelby County, Tennessee Sheriff Floyd Bonner, I sent this correspondence. Sheriff Bonner is in consultation with, you can't see, it's too small, Memphis PD Chief. Request to notify our nation's sheriffs via NSA of the upcoming timeline. It's anticipated videos for the use of force will be released on Friday, January 27th. They expect much unrest across the country. Now, how are they going to deal with it? That's really what I want to know. Are they going to let them, remember, in years gone by, it's been let them blow off some steam. It's only property. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? When the police department was asked about the release of the memo, they were told this was a law enforcement sensitive email not intended for public distribution. Someone breached confidentiality. Boy, that's becoming more and more and more prevalent as the years go on, right? I mean, we can't trust anybody to live up to their word anymore. No, really, think about it. I mean, you saw what happened at the Supreme Court. They don't care. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Cities across the country are on edge, expecting protests and the potential for violence, as video will be released on Friday showing 5 Memphis police officers arrest Tyree Nichols earlier this month. Nichols died a few days later in a hospital. The fired officers face several charges, including second-degree murder. Goldman Sachs is predicting 4 major U.S. cities will see a housing crash similar to that of 2008. In a note to clients obtained by the New York Post, Goldman Sachs mentioned San Jose, Austin, Phoenix, and San Diego as the 4 cities. One seafood company is offering a big reward for anyone who can go under the sea and find a mythical creature. Chicken of the Sea will give someone $1 million if they submit video evidence and set up an interview with a mermaid. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
By 563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. So how many of you are looking forward to the body cam footage being released of Paul Pelosi tomorrow? I am, but not because I think we're going to find out anything we really, really don't know or suspect. Right? You know, think about it. We've already, based on what we heard from the 911 calls, we've already kind of suspected what was going on. What was happening, right? And we'll see if that's true. I'm extremely curious. I want to put my curiosity to rest. So tomorrow, when they come out, we'll have some fun with it. At least I will. But I like the fact that they had to force... a judge had to force it to be released. You can't tell me... Now, would anybody... I gotta ask. Would anybody be surprised if they come to find out that the video is hard to hear and hard to see? I think it would be hilarious. So, anyway, we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm not going to speculate, but I am going to have fun with it. And, again, we'll see what happens tomorrow. All right. Would you be surprised to learn that the number of Antifa members, a large number, actually, are white children, and white children of privilege. So after the recent arrest of the adult child of Democrat Representative Catherine Clark, right, this person, the child was arrested for crimes that they committed in Boston, people have been looking at the far left group and noticing that many of the members are young white people with privileged backgrounds. I don't know how you do that, right? Riley Dowell, 23, the son of Democrat Catherine Clark, the House Antifa whip, accused of spray painting all cops are terrible. I can't clean it up. On a Boston Common monument, and then punched a cop during the arrest. Isn't that nice? What are the parents teaching these kids? What are they letting them do? What are they letting them get away with? They don't learn this on their own. Can we be honest about it? Right? Why is this a recurring theme? Why does it keep happening? Yeah, right? And why does Antifa seem to, well, I don't know, what a way to put it. Why do they keep attracting these people? Or why is Antifa so attractive for these, I should say, right? Right, if you look, take for example, you got, I mean, these people almost like, you want to talk about domestic terrorists? These people definitely fit that mold. We've already learned that a lot of the Antifa insurrectionists who terrorized Atlanta over the weekend, they've occupied the future site of public safety training facilities for months. Right? They don't come from Atlanta. Matter of fact, some of them don't come anywhere near it. I mean, if you're from Boston, I got news for you. Even if you're geographically challenged, you should understand that's not even close to Boston or Atlanta. But what we're learning more and more is that these Antifa criminals who attack cops, damage federal property, damage state property, we're finding out more and more they come from affluent families. They're not oppressed. And listen, if you're upset because you don't like people that are, I mean, you feel bad for people that are oppressed, take some of the millions of dollars you have and give some to them. Turns out that many of these terrorists are largely children of immense privilege. Not a little, not some, but immense. Think about that for a while. All right, take for example, this guy, if you saw the mugshots, you'll know what I mean. And I can't show him. We're on radio, right? This guy's name is Francis Carroll. Well, the name was misspelled. I don't know why, but the guy who allegedly lit a police cruiser on fire. You know what? His parents should be forced. I don't care if he's 22 years old. His parents should be forced to pay for that cruiser. There's something going on there. Something that ain't cool. You know? So he comes from a family with money. He's got money. He's got privilege. They love that word. He's got privilege. Take him up on it. Let's see how much, let's see how often that will go on. Right? Now, Carol, he comes from Kennebunkport, Maine. Who else do you know that comes from that area? Yeah, the same Kennebunkport that's home to the Bush family. Now, we all know that these towns with these compounds, right, they're pretty fancy, pretty exclusive. Right, he's the son of a multi-million-dollar family that they own a yacht. He's lived with his parents, and he went down to Atlanta to do one thing and only one thing, which was raise havoc. Right? Maybe they need to put that yacht up for sale to pay for him or something. I don't know. So over the New York Post, Andy Ngo notes that Carroll was among six people arrested charged with domestic terrorism. Aggravated assault. They're in New York. What do you really think? Boston, New York, what have you, in that East Coast corridor. Hardcore Democrat, now becoming a hardcore Democrat, progressive. What do you really think is going to happen to him? You really think that they're going to put these kids, these little brats, away for years? I don't think so. Well, let's not forget Serena Hurtle. She's the Idaho native. She's a graduate of the $82,000 a year Pitzer College in Claremont, California. How has she made use of that high-dollar education? She's facing charges of domestic terrorism. I'm sure Daddy will get her out of it. There's no question about it. We all, you know, come on. Can we be real here? You know that nothing's going to happen to her, right? Anyway, how about Ivan James Ferguson, 23-year-old Nevada native? He's a clarinetist who performed with orchestras up and down the West Coast. He threw it all away to interfere with the safety of the city 2,000 miles away. Why? The guy studied at San Francisco, a real swanky, high-end a conservatory of music. That'll help a lot in jail, don't you think? Now, four of the six come from rich families, have a well-to-do life. See, I think everything you see them light a match and touch, every car, everything that they touch with a lit match, a lit torch, a lit something, I think they ought to have to pay for. If you could tie them directly to it, make them pay for it. Really that simple. That's just me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which means you need to be part of the solution. That's the only way this works, is if we're all working together, right? All right. Look, when we come back, I got so much I need to push through, so much I want to talk about. A lot happening out there all over the place. You got, Don Lemon. We talked about this earlier, or touched on it anyway. Yeah, the guy's tanking. He's got to be nervous. He's got to understand that people don't want to hear this garbage anymore. They're on to this stuff. I don't know why they don't change it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. The sooner we win, the best way it should be. You know, seriously. All right. God, there's so much of this stuff out there. Don Lemon, God's gift to radio and TV. See, again, one of those things where they don't even know their own hypocrisy. And maybe they do, and maybe they just don't care. I don't know. I'm not one of them, so I couldn't even guess. Right? So, you know, Don is the one that came out on CNN on a regular basis and kept screaming and talking about how evil white men were, or white people as a whole. Right? It's just amazing. And the interesting thing, if you would, about all this, is the fact that he's married to a white guy. So he just told his white husband that he's evil, that he's Satan's second cousin. Right? Think about it. Isn't that what he said to him? But it gets even better than that. You know, first he's knocked off of prime time. Him and his compadre there. Mr. Cuomo of Fredo. The recently launched morning show, they moved him to the morning, right? Things just keep getting worse for him. It's called CNN This Morning. It had its smallest audience since it lost. And among all viewers. Right? The key demographic that they used to hold without a problem somehow got just blasted when he got there. CNN This Morning, the recently launched morning program built around Don Lemon, had a smallest audience, this is the headline, since it launched last year among both total viewers and Crucial Demo. Fox and Friends averaged, ready for this, 1.3 million viewers. Well, CNN This Morning barely managed 331,000. When it comes to the key demo, Fox and Friends averaged 180,000 viewers compared to only 65,000 for the CNN morning show. Now, it did land some a free promotional when late night host Stephen Colbert mocked Lemon's wardrobe on the late show. The comedian insulted the hoodie sweater suit jacket combination that Lemon wore Thursday. Why? I mean, these guys are professionals, right? They should have a clue. Whatever. And then, the other thing is that it's reported that there's some turmoil among co-hosts behind the scenes. Lemon viewed himself as the main star of the show. Of course he did. His co-workers didn't like it, though. Right? Well, he's used to being the man. You don't take an A-type personality like him. A prideful A-type personality, I'll rephrase it, and put him on with a couple of co-hosts. He's not going to share the limelight. So, I don't even know what to do with this. I actually enjoy these kind of stories because the reality here is these guys don't even see it themselves. Radar Online is exclusively reporting on the secret drama between Lemon, Caitlin Collins, and Poppy Harlow. You know, and it's really causing some aggravation on the set. One of them said that Don went into thinking himself as Beyonce. And the co-hosts are like his backup dancers. It's not going to happen. I mean, first of all, he was moved because he was failing. He wasn't moved because he was doing such a great job. He probably didn't realize that. Poor guy. I don't know how you were that dull and make it to the position he made it to. Hey, guess you guys know who's running again for president? I thought this was great. I don't know how she thinks she's going to pull it off. The, what was her name? Marianne Williamson. Remember her? Yeah, her foreign policy was going to be love and hugs. Remember her? Come on, she was a lot of fun. She's a progressive Democrat. She makes Joe Biden look like a staunch conservative. Now, when she ran for the Democratic nomination in 2020, her debate appearances were bizarre. Remember that? Her clips would go virus. She's thinking about challenging Joe Biden in 2024. I mean, I'm into it because I just want to see. The forums ought to be great, don't you think? Now, apparently she headed to New Hampshire. She's like hanging out there talking to people. She's a former Democratic presidential candidate, right? She's a self-described, ready for this, a spiritual thought leader. Yeah, that'll go over well. Come on. So, again, like I said, she's heading over there. She's going to let them know where she's going. Now, the rumors, they've been talking about this for a little while, that she may run. She spent time speaking out. You know, she's courting donors. She's knocking on the doors of the biggies. But there isn't anybody going to be, nobody is going to come to her rescue or aid. Not on the left anymore. Now, she's been through states like South Carolina and New Hampshire and a few others. Trying to find out where people are at, talking to them about where she's at. Let me see if I can find. I wasn't going to do this. Right? But I guess she did some kind of, when she did the debate last time, it was still here. Let me see. I got to play this. We got the time. I got to play this because this is just too good to let go by. Let me see. There you go. Here we go. Yeah.
Water crisis.
My response on the plant water crisis.
Water crisis.
My response on the plant water crisis is that Flint is just the tip of the iceberg. I was recently in Denmark, South Carolina, where there is a lot of talk about it being the next Flint. We have an administration that has gutted the Clean Water Act. We have communities, particularly communities of color and disadvantaged communities all over this country, who are suffering from environmental injustice.
I love those. Environmental injustice. Now, the question was simple. The voter asked, what will you do to make sure another Flint water crisis doesn't happen again? How about you get rid of the federal government in that area? Remember, was it an EPA person that made that happen?
I assure you, I lived in Grosse Pointe. What happened in Flint would not have happened in Grosse Pointe. This is part of the dark underbelly of American society. The racism, the bigotry, and the entire conversation that we're having here tonight, if you think any of this wonkiness is going to deal with this dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is...
The dark collective force? I got to look these up.
To deal with this dark psychic force of the collective...
Oh, dark psychic force. I'm sorry, I got a little confused.
...collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country, then I'm afraid that the Democrats are going to see some very dark days. We need to say it like it is. It's bigger than Flint. It's all over this country. It's particularly people of color. It's particularly people who do not have the money to fight back. And if the Democrats don't start saying it, then why would those people feel that they're there for us? And if those people don't feel it, they won't vote for us, and Donald Trump will win.
Thank you very much, Ms. Williamson.
Thank you.
We want to turn...
That was Don Lemon doing that interview. He's good, huh? But she was... Apparently, she was the most Googled person from that debate. And she's coming back. And it's... Here, let me see. I got... Don't want to do this again? Nah, forget about it. No, she's not that good, right? And again, she talked about all this spiritual hookiness, whatever. And where's she been for the last couple of years? Has anybody seen her? Not that anybody wants to. Just asking. Anyway, people. All right, listen. It isn't over. Some of you are like, what am I going to do now? Look at what's happening. I've had people today tell me, look, you look at what's going on around us. It's over. We can't win. You can win. You really can win. The thing you got to do, though, is it's a long game. They don't do long games. I mean, we don't do long games. I do, maybe. But we really need to make sure that we're training up people, we're working with people, we're getting them to understand. You're not going to go to 3 school board meetings and walk away with everything being right. You're going to go to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're going to go through a dozen plus before you start to get traction, especially in the education world. It's terrible. God bless, people. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. You know, we're here every night, every day. So look us up, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. Check us out. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. God bless.